You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following several days of encampment at Canterbury University, students across Aotearoa are rallying today in support of Palestine. They're demanding their universities disclose any connections with Israel and divest. This comes as Norway, Spain, and Ireland have announced they're backing Palestinian statehood and as Israeli border closures have blocked aid from reaching Gaza. I spoke to Student Justice for Palestine's Leanne Khalil about today's action in Tāmaki Makaurau. Here is that interview. So why are you protesting today?
So today we're protesting with specific demands for the university. We want the university to disclose and divest from all companies complicit in the Israeli genocide. And we also want the university to denounce any anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and any forms of discrimination.
Is this connected to the protests we've seen at Canterbury University the past couple of days?
So today's rally is organised as a students' national rally. So any other rallies were not necessarily organised nationally, but we do stand in solidarity with all students that are peacefully protesting across the country and across the world, really.
Because you're protesting with AUT today as well, right?
Yes, we're gathering all universities from around Auckland. So what we decided to do was have a students rally at every city that has universities. So it's going from Auckland down to the University of Otago in Dunedin.
And how long will today's protest last? Will it be an encampment or will it just be for a couple of hours?
No, we're definitely not planning for an encampment. It will just be about 2 to 3 hours long. We're going to start at 11:30 at the University of Auckland, sort of gather ourselves and then head to AUT's Hekawai Plaza around 12 p.m. to support the rally.
Are there demands for AUT Uni as well, or is it still targeting the University of Auckland?
So the demands that we've put up is for all universities. AUT has yet to disclose as well, so we don't really have solid concrete research, or I personally don't because I'm a University of Auckland student, but I don't necessarily know their affiliation with like companies complicit in Israel's genocide. But the demands are definitely very general to suit all universities in the country.
If today's protest doesn't work and universities continue to ignore protesters, will rallies keep happening?
Definitely. As I said before, it is definitely a first step in a very long-term campaign, so we will keep pushing until our demands are met.
And overseas, we've seen a lot of high-profile student protests as well, in like the US, for example. Are you taking inspiration from the students there?
Definitely. There's a lot of conversation going on about inspiration that has been taken from these campuses. We've seen University of Canterbury that already, you know, established an encampment. So that's definitely something that we're looking into.
Have they had success, do you know, at the University of Canterbury so far?
Yeah, so I've heard after 27 hours of an encampment and 3 meetings with staff with high authority within the university, they've decided to stop the encampment as of now and to prepare for today's National Students Rally as well. But they did have some wins, that some of their demands have been met, but then again, not all of them.
So that's why the protests are still ongoing.
Absolutely.
And you've been in South Africa recently for an international conference on apartheid. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so it's the first global anti-apartheid conference on Palestine. It was a lot of people from different countries who were invited to attend because of their leadership and sort of their status within their communities in different countries. I was very grateful to be there. Honestly, I learned a lot. I was the youngest attendee there, so there was a lot of experience to be heard about and a lot of things to be learn. There were a lot of high-profile people, so we've had a lot of ministers, some presidents, but it was definitely more targeted towards civilians and how we as civilians in the world want to target this sort of occupation.
Were there any learnings that you're taking back when protesting today and in the future?
Absolutely. So we've kind of, what I learned mainly was kind of a structure of a protest. So you know, having sort of a legal team, having a media liaison, these things were kind of very liquid in the Auckland community. But I feel like after hearing it from experienced people in South Africa, I definitely do have some kind of concrete strategies that I came back with.
And obviously, being in South Africa, it kind of shows how apartheid can affect more than just in Palestine. But how much of the conference was focused on Palestine, and how much discussions were there about how to continue the Palestinian cause?
It was definitely all Palestinian focused, and it was for the sake of Palestine. But there was definitely a lot of intersection with South Africa because they have experienced apartheid, and there was a lot of South African audience there and a lot of people with expertise and a lot of people who actually experienced apartheid. So a lot of the older generation that was there during the apartheid. So it was a lot of relation.
And the way South Africa ended apartheid, are there any lessons there in how apartheid can be ended in Palestine?
Yeah, so the students' movement is really, really important. This is one thing they really emphasized on. There were four pillars that they also discussed, which is mass mobilization, resistance in any of its forms, whether it's armed or unarmed, and it's up to the Palestinian people how they choose to resist, underground organization, and there was a lot of emphasis on international solidarity. So international solidarity is very, very important, and that's why we're protesting, that's why we're constantly raising awareness in New Zealand.
Speaking of international solidarity, is it more than the universities? Do you have a message from students for the New Zealand government, for example?
Definitely keep attending the rallies, definitely keep bugging your MPs and, you know, the prime ministers. We're at a point where, you know, we've got Will Alexander on a hunger strike. We've got Arnold, who has lit himself on fire, you know. So we shouldn't be at a point where we're getting people to risk their own lives just for our governments to actually say something. So do keep pushing on the government. It will happen one day. Very grateful, very hopeful.
We'll get there. That was Student Justice for Palestine's Leanne Khalil on today's protest action. The protest started at 12 p.m. and is happening right now at Hikawai Plaza on the AUT's city campus and is open to all students and supporters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.